This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. Now, if you were here with us last week, then you know we were talking about percents and discounts and what you're getting a discount on, and are you actually getting a discount or are you paying just a portion of the price? And we talked about the 80%, 20%. A 20% discount, that means that you're paying 80% of the price. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's podcast, check it out. It's quick, it's easy, it's fun, it's a little entertaining if you like talking about math and kind of having a chuckle while you do it. And this week, what we want to do is do part two of this by looking at sales tax and how sales tax gets added on, how you've taught your young people to do it in the past, and how you might want to do it for the future. Now, one of the reasons why I'm going to go through this process with you now and together as we do this is not so that you say, oh my gosh, I have to learn how to do this and remember this. It's more so that you can start to develop the relationship of percentages and how they work. Because when your young people get to and they enter into Algebra 2 and even higher kinds of math courses where they're going to start dealing with formulas that deal with compound interest and exponential growth or exponential decay. Now, some of you are going like, exponential growth, exponential decay just went over my pay grade. And some of you are going, I love that stuff. Either way, it doesn't matter because we're going to talk about how it works. And if you are not comfortable with it, you will be by the end. If you are comfortable with it, hopefully this will open up some more insights for you around how those formulas work. Okay, here we go. So let's start with an idea first. And the idea is this. If I said to you, and I'm going to start with a fraction, and then we're going to get into working with this thing about sales tax so you can get the relationship. Let's say that I had the fraction 2 3/4. And you said, okay, I get it, 2 3/4. Think about that word and. The and can be used as a decimal point if you wanted to write it as a decimal, or you could think of it like almost like adding. Adding what? Well, there's 2 3/4. So I say to young people, okay, what if I had the number 3 and I wanted to add to it 2/3? So what's 3 + 2/3? And it's funny because sometimes when they're first learning fractions, they're like, well, I don't know, and how do you do that? And I have to make a common denominator and blah, blah, blah. And they go through this whole thing as opposed to just saying, well, if you had 3 + 2/3, what would you have? You would have 3 2/3. Just as easy as that. 2 3/4 is 2 + 3/4 or 2 3/4. Let's say you have a calculator and you wanted to put that same fraction, 2 3/4, in your calculator. Well, if you know now that the and is like a plus sign, 2 3/4, 2 + 3/4, and the fraction is a division problem, 3/4, 3 / 4, in your calculator, if you did this, 2 + 3/4, you hit the equal sign, you're gonna get 2.75. Now you say, well, I already know that in my head, but what if you had 2 5/8? Or 3 7/9, or whatever it is. So think about that, putting it into your calculator. If you have a calculator that doesn't do fractions, there's a way to get it into your calculator. Okay, little sidebar there about calculators and fractions and how to work with that, but let's start working now with sales tax, because the sales tax is very similar to 2 3/4, or let's use 1 3/4, 1 3/4, 1 + 3/4. All right, let's say now that I took a test. I got everything right on the test. Everybody's happy when we get them all right. And you say, well, what percent did you get? I say, well, that's easy. I got 100%. Well, why did you get 100%? I got 100% because I got them all right. So think about 100% is like what? Well, it is like all of it. It is 100% of itself. Now, as a decimal, we talked last week about percent means divide by 100. 100%, AKA, has been hiding out all this time as the number 1. You think, what? 100% is the number 1? Absolutely 100% is the number 1. Why is it the number 1? Well, because if you take 100% and think about the word percent, meaning divide by 100, you have 100 divided by 100, which is 1. So you have 100% is literally the number 1. Or you could say, if you have the number 1, you know you have 100%. One whole, 100%, it's complete. Hope that makes sense. So here we go. I want to take an item. And let's say the item is $40. And there's a 7% sales tax. Now, here's how we usually do this. And this is what we've told our young people to do. And they start to get confused. It's so much work. You have to find out what is 7% of $40 and then add it on to the $40. Well, now that's okay. And you can do that. Not hard to do. Remember, the word of in math means multiply. So 7% of $40 is the 7%, or 7 divided by 100, 0.07 times $40. Okay, no problem there. And if you think about that, that's not really a big deal, right? What's 7% of $40? And you think about 4 times 7 is 28. Oh, right. Okay, well, it makes sense. 7% of $40 is $2.80. And then you have to do what? Well, now you have to take that $2.80 and add it back onto the original $40. So now you have $42.80. And you may be saying, well, Mr. D, that's pretty easy. I could probably do that. And I already know how to do that. That's great. Well, I want to take you into a little more of the world of what we talk about exponential growth, or working with percentages. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you specifically is because now on tests like the SAT or the ACT, and they start talking about working with formulas like this, now they're going to show the formula in this format, not where you take the price plus the 7% of the price and add them together. That's not how they look at it on the SAT or the ACT. So now here's your young people. They know how to do it, but they don't know this format. So I'm going to share with you the format, and here it comes. Think of this. That same $40, that same $42.80, once you add your 7% tax on and you get your total amount, think of it like this. If I was going to take an amount of $40 and I was going to add on 7% of that same $40, it's like the fraction. It's like the 1 plus 3/4. It's the whole amount, $40. 100% of $40, which is 40, plus 7% of that same $40. So what I'm actually doing is I'm taking the $40 and I'm taking this. Now, are you ready? See if you can get how I'm going to put this together. 100% of $40 and 7% of $40 is actually 107% of $40. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, whoa, wait a minute. What did you just say? So I'm going to say it again. 100% of something plus 7% of something is 107% of that something. Now, think about 107% or 107%. We'll leave the and out for a moment. 107%. Percent means divide by 100. If you did that on a calculator, 107% divided by 100 is 1.07. It's 1 and 7 hundredths. Think about the decimal. 1.07, that's 107%. Ah, okay, so now, here I am. I've got my calculator. I'm looking at it. And I think to myself, okay, I've got $40. And I need to do what? Well, I need to find the tax, which is 7%. Okay? So it's $40 times 1.07. Same thing. It's the same thing as $40 plus $40 times 0.07, and then you have to add them together. But if you just did it all at once, it's $40 times 1.07. Now you may say, well, if I wanted to do it in my head, it's easier to do it the other way. That's possible. But I'm sharing this with you. Why? Not so much of right now, but what's coming for young people when they start to see exponential growth, exponential decays, and so on as they go. But we're thinking about this now, and we're going to put it all together in a moment. But let's do one more example. Are you ready? So now I've got this item. It's $60. The tax rate is 8%. And I say to you, how would you find the total amount due, the price with tax, in one step using a calculator? So think about that. It's $60 with an 8% sales tax. Are you thinking? Did you come up with this? It's $60 times 1.08. And that's it. Okay, perfect. By the way, if that didn't make sense, because you're listening where you're not seeing me write something down, so if you're more of a visual learner, it might be kind of hard to understand how I just said that. No problem. Send me an email. I'll be happy to write it out, send it to you. If it's a little confusing there, no problem. I would love to share this with you. Email me, dennis@mrdmath.com. D-E-N-N-I-S at M-R-D-M-A-T-H.com. All right, so what if you could take that same, go back to $40, go back to the 7%, but today only you get a 20% discount on that sales price of $40, but you still have to pay 7% tax. So what if you had to find the total amount and you could do it in your calculator all in one step? I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, but let's talk first about our sponsors again this week, Jenny and Jody. Now, if you haven't found out about Jenny Stallman and Jody Hageman, they're moms, they're homeschool moms. Between them, they have 11 children, from a small baby infant to an attorney, and one that's even on the autism spectrum. Together, Jenny and Jody host what's called Pop Parenting. It's a one-hour weekly talk radio show, and it encourages families to pop, parent on purpose. They have articles that have been featured in Focus on the Family publication, Scene Magazine, The Old Schoolhouse Magazine, Mommy Magazine, and Connect, which is the Florida Parent Educators Association Almanac. You know, Jenny and Jody have been homeschooling children, their own children, for over 25 years. Between them, and I know them personally, they're good friends, they really are leaders in the homeschool community in their home area in Sarasota, Florida. They inspire families to educate their kids with the end result in mind. They're amazing. They have programs together for young people in addition to their radio show. They show young people how to start businesses with their Kidpreneur program, and they're experts at study skills. So if you want to check out Jenny and Jody, it's as easy as this. Go to jennyandjody.com. Now, it's Jenny with an I and Jody with a Y. So J-E-N-N-I and, spell it out, A-N-D, Jody, J-O-D-Y.com. jennyandjody.com. Okay, check them out. They're awesome. They'd love to hear from you as well. So let's get back and let's finish this up. Are you ready? So I said that today only, here I am, I walk into the store and I see this. I say, oh, it's a $40 item, but it's 20% off. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to get a discount. Oh, but I've got to pay 7% sales tax. Now, think about, what have we done to our young people to tell them how to do this? Here's the old way that we would tell them to do this. By the way, when I say the old way, it's the familiar way. So I don't want to say it's the old way, even though I just said it's the old way, but it's the familiar way. It's how we have come to know to do this. So what I do is I take my $40, I take 20% of that $40, which is $8, I subtract it from $40, which takes it down to $32. Then I have to take the $32 and times it by the tax, which is 0.07, and I'm going to get whatever that amount is, which is $2.24, and then add it back onto the discounted price of $32 to get $34.24. Now you may say, you know, I actually followed what you just said, but oh my goodness, try to explain that to a 12, 11-year-old, 13-year-old even a 16-year-old, and they're like, what are you talking about? So let's do this. Are you ready? Last week, what we discovered was this, is that when there's a 20% discount, it means that you're paying 80% of the price, okay? So take your $40. We're taking 80% of the $40. So now I'm doing 0.80 or 0.8 times 40, and with the tax, it's that same 1.07. So now in the calculator, it's one step. I'm taking 0.8 or 0.80, 80% of $40, 0.8 times 40 with the tax is 100% of that price plus 7% multiplied by 1.07. And you'll get your answer, $34.24. It really is that easy. Now, I'm sharing that with you again. Why? Well, because I start seeing this show up in more advanced upper level math classes, and they're starting to ask students to be able to come up with and make the connections of how the percentages work together. I hope this is making sense for you as well. I'm going to give you one more example. And again, if you need anything, just send me an email during the week. Be happy to talk with you. All right, are you ready? Here we go. So let's say you walk in the store, you see this $50 item. It's 30% off and there's a 7% tax rate. So you say, okay, my $50 item, I've wanted it for whatever it is. It's a present you want to get for someone. It's a present you want to get for yourself. Those are the best. $50, 30% off, plus you got to pay 7% tax. So can you figure that out? Now, not that you're figuring it out what the dollar amount is, but can you figure out how to make it in one step in your calculator or the little app on your phone and multiply it out? Quick and easy. Here it comes. You ready? 30% off of $50 means you're paying 70% of that $50. There's my sale price. And I have to pay tax, 7%. But it's 100% of the price I'm paying, which is the sale price, 0.70 times 50 times what? 100% plus 7%, 107%, 1.07. So now if you said 0.70 times 50 times 1.07, you have it in one step, all in the calculator, and you have the final price. Have a conversation with your young person, see if it makes sense to them. By the way, when you have a conversation with your young person, while I'm sharing this with you right now, and you may hear it and say, not quite sure it's making sense to me, as you start to explain it and you start to tell someone else about it or you share this with another person, what will happen is it will connect for you and it will enlighten you in the world of percentages and how percentages work. Okay, well, I hope you found this fun, informative, challenging, stretching your mind a little bit. And again, if you have any questions at all, please, and if you want to get the video that I offered to people last week about how to find a 15 or 20% tip in your head anytime, and I'll send you a free video about how to do that, just email me with your questions or say, I'd like to get the video. Dennis@MrDMath.com. D-E-N-N-I-S at M-R-D-M-A-T-H.com. It has been, as always, a pleasure to have you tune in and listen. It's fun for me to record these for you. So have a great week and see you next time. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.